and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. By the way, I just got a Utah State's playing tonight. After the game, I'm going to head up to Logan. 6 o'clock pre, 7 o'clock kickoff.
I thought you were coming to the concert with me.
I'm sorry, buddy. As much as I've been asked to go to the concert.
Hey, Johnny, throw on that headset really quick. Just really quick. So you're not going to the concert?
I'm not going to the concert, no. I have a game tonight.
Pull back the curtains. I've been yelled at 4 times because I'll be talking to Johnny like, hey, I'm so excited for the concert. And I'll turn to Scotty. You ought to come to the concert. And Scotty goes, I've got game.
He yelled at you.
I know.
I did not yell at you.
You did yell at him and gave him a look like of disgust.
You chewed me out.
Well, I would like you to remember that I have
a
something
game
going on tonight. And I've reiterated that many, many times.
There's a game.
Although I do appreciate that, unlike golf, you are inviting me to the concert. So that's nice.
I'm actually inviting you to Johnny Lightfoot's concert. Actually, Charlie Jenkins' concert. So you guys are out at the Sandy Amphitheater tonight.
We're playing Sandy Amphitheater tonight. It's kind of the pinnacle show of the year for us. Show's at 7:30. And I don't know if you watched America's Got Talent, but Kennedy Dodds Utah, she was a top 6 finalist. She's opening up the show tonight for us.
So you got her. You got, obviously, Charlie. Is there... I mean, you never know what to expect from
you
these.
You never know. There may be someone showing up to do a song with us. Someone that I may have worked with in the past. Maybe. Maybe.
Man. I sure hope you. Are you doing the Thurl Christmas thing again this year?
I hope we are, yeah.
Yeah, Thurl was awesome.
That was a lot of fun last year.
You guys were fantastic in that. But come out with me tonight. I'll be out there taking my lovely wife, taking a couple friends, and we're going to be at that Sandy Amphitheater enjoying some late summer, beautiful evening weather.
Eagle Mountain Assemble?
No, it's not. No, it's 10 to...
It is.
You should come, Scotty.
It's 10
to... Or you should send Jenny.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's 15 tickets. He gave me 15. But he
or
offered,
you demanded 15.
No, he offered 12. I said, could I get 3 extras?
Or you told him, you better make it worth your while.
Oh,
we'll
man
be out there, Johnny. Hey, rock it tonight.
So just walk-ups are okay if somebody's hearing this?
Walk-ups are absolutely fine. There's still great seats available as well if you want. It's literally only $20 to get in.
Oh, come out. It's going to be a fun country night. Great food, great
weather. Facility, too. That Sandy Amphitheater.
Beautiful
awesome
theater there.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. All right, 7:30 tonight?
7:30.
Let's go. All right, joining us now, you know him, you love him. He's obviously tremendous football analyst and has a diabolical laugh as well. It's Frank Dolce, kind enough to join us. Frank, how are you?
Hi, Frank.
I don't know where. I do not have a diabolical laugh.
Lloyd?
It's humorous. It's infectious. I mean, those are some words I would use, but not diabolical.
No, it sounds like you've got laser beams on sharks' heads. Like, it's very dark and evil.
That's, you know what, and here's the other thing is, you just said that you were going out to the Sandy Amphitheater with some friends and your lovely wife, but I don't see that on my calendar. I'm checking right now.
Yes. So does that mean, say, Scotty, if you can't find me next week, if I'm missing for more than 2 days, you're
in the West Desert somewhere.
You know what's happening right now.
Yep, that's right.
Hey, Frank, are you excited for pre and post? You know Scotty's hosting it, and you and I we're just along for the ride with Scotty tomorrow.
How is that even happening?
Well, if you don't want it to happen, I'll just stay home. That's all right.
It's an important event. His game's tonight.
Are we? By the way, that was a great win for the Aggies last week. I mean, I don't think Washington State's great, but that was a great win up on the road, first game out. Don't you think?
Let's see. Considering how they looked last year, and also considering they had not won at a P5 road game since 1971,
and they played how many transfers?
And they played 15 transfers that they had to work in. So, yeah, I was...
They haven't named a starting quarterback?
Still?
Do we need to do that?
I think there'll be some clarity after tonight. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I thought that was a great win, and I could hear the excitement in your voice. Kevin is so steady that I don't know if he is excitable or not. Would you call him excitable?
He's very excitable. Yes.
I was being sarcastic. Yes, that, exactly. Yes, that is appropriate right there.
Hey, Frank, let's start with this. The big news, BYU to the Big 12. How excited are you for that?
I couldn't be more excited. In all honesty, and you always do this to me. You're like, I can't tell if Frank's being sincere or not. In all sincerity, I think that's the best thing that could have happened to BYU, especially the football program. To be invited into that conference, to have a conference affiliation. I know what it's meant for Utah, and I think it's going to mean something similar to the Cougars. So for Kalani, and by the way, I'm a huge fan of Tom Holmo and some of those guys. Not really Robbie Bosco. I mean, Bosco I'd put a little lower on the list, maybe a lot lower on the list, but there's a lot of guys up there that I like. And so for that program, I think it's super meaningful.
So when you showed up on campus, did you realize pretty quickly as a player that this BYU game was a little different? Did you know anything about it when you signed to play at Utah? And how long did it take for you to realize that this game matters?
Yeah, it's immediate. It was immediate because Utah was on the wrong end of that streak when I went up to the University of Utah. They kept talking about some miraculous 57-20 something victory in the late 90s or maybe in the early or late 80s, excuse me, in the late 80s, maybe, or yeah, late 80s, I believe. And that was all the talk, you know, is that they won this game. So we knew early on that this was the game that you kind of circled on the calendar. And to credit Urban Meyer and especially Coach Whittingham, they kind of kept that, like they kept that rivalry alive. And so even in the midst of this streak that is in favor of Utah, that is a game that you circle on the calendar, and it's still meaningful. So for me, when I stepped off the plane, it was immediate, and I think that kind of continues for Utah football.
Frank, I was thinking about everything that is building into this crazy rivalry game crescendo. We talked about this yesterday, possibly being Kyle Whittingham's last rivalry game based off the fact that we won't see it again until 2024. And maybe things change then because BYU is in the Big 12 in 2023. So we don't know what the schedule will look like, but it's going to be at least 2024. So maybe no Kyle. The Big 12 announcement. BYU coming off a big season last season. They've got all kinds of momentum. The nine-game streak that will be carried on for who knows how long. Is this as big a game as we've seen in the rivalry game in some time, or does it not match some of those that had conference implications?
I think that it's hard to get around that. Hands is the conference what's at stake in the conference that used to be the big deal at the end of the year. So that's hard to overcome, that kind of excitement. The rivalry excitement is still clear. And there are things about this game that I think make it very interesting. The fact that there's not going to be a game for a couple of years. Who knows what will happen with Coach Whittingham over the next couple of years. The announcement of the Big 12 and the fact that I think this is a very, in terms of the matchup, this is a much more competitive matchup than we've seen. Both teams coming off first game wins, but with lots of question marks coming into this game. So I think it makes for a really compelling matchup, maybe the most compelling matchup. And I know we build it up every year that we've seen in the last few years, but with conference titles on the line, with bowl game invites on the line, this one probably doesn't match up to some of the earlier versions.
So with that, you're expecting a hell of a game tomorrow then?
I think it's going to be a great game. Yeah, I expect a very competitive game. I think, in all honesty, I think it's going to be one of those classic 7-point neck victories for 7 points or less for one of the teams. Turnovers likely to – I mean, turnovers always seem to be something in this game, as they are in every football game, but even more magnified in this football game. You have a defensive unit with Utah that I didn't think was as dominant as they should have been against Weber State. I think that's a little bit of a concern. You have an offensive line where everything happens up front. You just – you know, you come out of that game against Weber State for Utah and you think, well, I know they were missing a couple guys, but – shouldn't they be able to push that team around a little bit? I don't think they necessarily accomplished that. I do like the quarterback. I thought the quarterback play for Utah was excellent. So that's and running back play was excellent. I think those are two very positive things coming into this one for the Utes. I like Hall at quarterback. I mean, there's a guy that's super athletic, very accurate with the football. Seems like he's, you know, cool, calm, and collected under pressure. I think Utah's going to have to figure out a way to just stop Algier. And then to say that Utah has to make BYU one-dimensional, I mean, I don't know if you want to make BYU one-dimensional, because then you say, well, you know, leave it at the hands of the quarterback, young quarterback. Well, he looks like he's super talented. So, yeah, I think this makes for a really compelling matchup.
Well, I'm going to build on this a little bit. You just mentioned Utah's quarterback situation, and Frank, I finally had a chance to go back and do film review on the Utah-Weber State game, and I know you watched it, and you did a fantastic job. You hit so many great points in the post game. As I went back, I was like, yep, Frank's right. Because you see it in lifetime. It takes me about 11 times reviewing it. But
we know that's not true.
Oh, it's true. Frank, he is the real deal. I am impressed, and I think the most impressive point, and something we learned against Weber State that I wasn't sure we would, because I didn't think they'd let leaks, he's good at drop-off points and pressure, blitz recognition, and read and react off recognition. He's awesome. He reads quick. He drops quick. So talk about that. Talk about how that can change a game, the way a defense can game plan against a quarterback that can read and react like that.
You know, it's so interesting because I think it's a great point. Mechanically, I think that Brewer is as good as we've seen at Utah for a long time. I mean, a long, long time mechanically. And just the way he sets his feet, the way his feet move in the pocket, the way he gets his shoulders prepared to throw the ball downfield, and then his release is very, very good. So mechanically, he is as sound as anyone we've seen it in recent history. I'm probably going back to like the Alex Smith, Brian Johnson kind of mechanically sound sort of day. So that's saying something. And then his timing, the ability to release the ball. I think you made a good point when we were talking about it last week. As an offensive lineman, if you have a quarterback who gets rid of the football on time, that just makes your life so much easier up front. We've been watching quarterbacks at Utah who don't have the timing down. And then all of a sudden they're sitting in the pocket too long. They're scrambling around. The offensive linemen are hung out to dry in many cases. It just makes everything, makes life difficult for everybody. And now you have a guy in Brewer who, at least in one game, showed the ability to get rid of the ball on time and on target. I think that's enormous for this offensive unit.
Hey, to your point, really quick, Frank, Weber State ended up with one sack. If that would have been Travis Wilson back there, Weber State would have had five.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. How could you corral the baby giraffe? That guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You could definitely get to those legs.
Hey, do you anticipate Tavian Thomas is going to be the guy getting majority of carries going forward?
I would think so, but I know the coaching staff is high on Makai Bernard, and I think they should be. Like, he's a solid foundation kind of back. Get you 3-4 yards of carry, be very steady with the football, do all the right things, make the right plays. Pass protection is really good. So I know they're high on Bernard, but Thomas is the more explosive of the back. So I would suspect that that's what we're going to see, is kind of leaning in that direction in game two. I'm not sure they're going to go to him full time, but leaning in that direction against BYU.
Frank Dolce joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network as Utah gets set to take on BYU. This is interesting, Frank, because they didn't play last year. They're not going to play for two more years. Given the Big 12 thing with BYU and Utah going forward with what they're dealing with, they might take a little bit of a break here, even more than 2 years. Does that put a little – at bare minimum, it's going to be one game in 4 years between these two teams. Does that put a little bit more emphasis on this one, knowing that if Utah can make it 10 in a row, they can sit on that 10-game streak for a while?
Yeah, I think the bragging rights in this one, that's an interesting thing, just to hold on to whoever had the last victory in this series, in this particular streak of game. So I think that is a storyline that shouldn't go without notice, and both sides will utilize that going forward. So I like that storyline. I've talked about that storyline, and believe me, I know that that coaching staffs are utilizing that as extra motivation. If you need any extra motivation going into this one. I don't know. I mean, for me, going into this game, it was just like it was enough to know that it was the rivalry, and then you just, you know, your chin strap is a little tighter, and you know, you're a little more focused for this one. I don't know if it was the same for you, Hans, but just the rivalry game without any of the other stuff is enough to increase your focus and determination in this one.
Do you think it impacts? I know you work a lot with high school players and on the calls, and you see these high school athletes, and they're so moved by different aspects, the color schemes and the uniforms and all that. But if you've got, let's say, 34 recruits that are on the sidelines watching this game tonight, or in the second, third row of seats watching this game tonight, with the Big 12 announcement and all that stuff, how much does a win or loss play in for either team and recruits? Does that move anybody, Frank?
Yeah, I think it does move. There are certainly guys who will be sitting on the fence about whether or not to go Utah or BYU, and a win or loss in this game could move that player off the fence. There's a bunch of kids who are ingrained in either program, and so a win or loss in this game doesn't mean anything. Like a loss in this game might mean, oh well, I'm still going to the team that lost, and we're going to show those guys when I get a chance. I mean, that kind of a motivation. So, but there are certainly guys on the fence that this game is meaningful. I think more meaningful, though, to be honest, is the Big 12. Guys on the fence about going to BYU and now the announcement with the Big 12, I think that moves the needle more than a win or loss in the rivalry game.
Well, Frank, we'll talk tomorrow. Excited to hang out with you guys on the pregame show.
You're darn right we're talking tomorrow. Lloyd, by the way, Lloyd had a big, I'll let him tell you off air, we had a very strange exchange when he called me today. I don't know what to think about it or how to manage it appropriately. We can but maybe get his thoughts on it. And as is typically the case,
is there I mean, does HR need to be involved? Is it that bad?
Almost, but not quite.
Probably, but maybe. Yes. And then, as is typical, Lloyd didn't tell me where I'm supposed to be or what time tomorrow. So, you know, I'm kind of just.
Well, you're on the schedule, Frank. I don't know what to tell you.
Lloyd, flying by the seat of my pants.
Check your email, pal.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I can't think of any two people I'd rather be hanging out with at a burger joint talking BYU Utah than my boy Scotty and my boy Frank. We're going to have a blast tomorrow, man.
We're going to do it right down there at JCW's.
That's the truth for me as well, except apparently you could think of lots more people you'd rather hang out with at a concert tonight. So I guess we have that.
That's
talk about
maybe
as well.
True. I was only given 55 tickets. I had to choose my 55 closest friends.
I got to call that Utah State game tonight, Frank, or I would have been there and I would have invited you. So just know that.
Thank you. Well, you know, Scotty, that pin that you made me, I I typically keep it under glass. I use it only for the most special of signatures and occasions.
I need to get you another one. I actually wasn't real pleased with how that
Stop
turned out.
Stop rubbing that pin he made you in my face, Frank. I'm better
it's
friends
so nice.
With Scotty. He's my better friend.
So nicely, and I know that it was made with love, and that's the most meaningful part about it.
Johnny Lightfoot's got like 12 of them.
Well, Johnny buys like these blanks, and so I get it's kind of fun practice for me.
In fact,
I got another one I got to bust out for him. Anyway, that's beside the point. Frank, you're the best, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank.
You guys, I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
You got it.
See you.
Frank Dolce, one of the best dudes on the planet. Just ask him.
Don't do that. He is one of the best dudes. And just get ready, because I'm shocked by how Frank can undo the buckle and let the food just go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He'll undo it like the top button, the middle button, the buckle. He'll wear sweats, and all of a sudden, he's eating a burger and a half. He's down a large shake. It's impressive.
Tomorrow could be a problem.
But then Frank still looks like
the
guy off Who's the Boss. Tony Danza. He does. Built like Tony.
Hold me close, Tony Danza.
Hold me.
Hans and Scotty, we're live here at Rough Tough. Davina's kind enough to join us once again. And, you know, it's just, we love being down here. It's so much fun. And you guys have such a great family atmosphere. I mean, we're talking to employees who have been here almost, you know, 30 plus years that have just made this organization as great as it is. And you've got to take a lot of pride in that.
We do. We certainly do. Speaking of that, Dean, who you interviewed earlier, has been here over 40 years.
Oh, man. Dean's been here 40 years?
Yeah, and his son's here now, too.
Oh, that's incredible. It's just fun to see your staff and have some fun conversations with them. They stay, and we've talked to each of them, they stay because they appreciate the quality. They appreciate the detail. They appreciate what the business does for their clients, and that you guys do it the best you can.
We certainly try. That's what it's all about.
I mean, when you took over this organization and you said, we want to commit to perfection, really, and talking to Day and the amount of work that he goes through, spending hours and hours on just one individual vehicle to make sure that it is measured perfectly, that's a commitment that a lot of companies don't have.
It totally is, and if you followed what he was saying, they make the pattern, then he goes out and size fits it for accuracy before it's actually a finished product.
So he measures it, they come out and you create it, and then you go back to make sure that it is that perfect fit.
Right. And like he said, it's a nightmare finding that vehicle the first time, and it's even worse trying to find the same vehicle the second time.
He's still trying to find that.
Still trying to find it.
He got the measurements 3 weeks ago. They sold it, and he can't fit it.
That's before exactly he sends right. It out.
It's an impressive process. I love some of the accessories. We don't talk a lot about this because we talk about the form fit. We talk about all the things that go into it. But, you know, you've got great things that hook and attach, gun carriers, all kinds of protectors, pocketing on these covers as well.
We do. We absolutely do. As you see here, you can see the ops package on the back of some of these seat covers. I think they're outside right now. We're coming out, just rolling out for the first time within the next couple of weeks.
Look at that.
The Flex Ops package, which will be a separate individual package on the back of your seats. You don't have to have seat covers for it. It just attaches behind the headrest, and it carries all the things that you'd want to for hunters, for fishermen, for moms, for everything. So if you don't want seat covers, you've got the option of doing that now. And you've got in your hand a pistol pocket.
And I love this. So it attaches to the seat cover. I can detach this, and I can keep my whatever handgun or anything that I'm carrying, I can keep it in this pocket. Mm-hmm. And just take it off the front of the seat and take it into the house with me.
Right. That's exactly what they're made for. You can take it in the house at night. I go to the car wash. I just flip it off, you know, if I go inside and wait. It carries your handgun and two magazines, one on each side. It's right and left accessible.
Wow. That's so really
cool.
Impressive.
Look at that, Scotty.
Look at that. That is really impressive.
Yeah, and obviously that comes in every different kind of of camo that you offer. And I did want to mention, too, that you guys have a really unique partnership with your camo.
Oh, we definitely do. We, as Mark mentioned, we have four different brands. We have Realtree, we have Mossy Oak, Cryptic, and we have Bill Goldberg's camo, which is the, you know, his signature is the jackhammer.
Yeah.
These over here are the jackhammer design. See, it's right there, the tattoo.
We were just looking at a video with Mark hanging out with Goldberg. That had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we went to his ranch in June, and you probably didn't see it, but we made a brand anthem, and we just rolled that out, thanks to Matt over here. And it tells about our company and what we're dedicated to. And it's all about the people and the product.
You know, it's funny, we had a listener. Well, we've had a bunch of listeners come through. We advise anybody to come through, grab some jazz gear, or call, get the 15% off these seat covers. But we had one gentleman come in, and he was standing there looking at that chair, the Goldberg camo, his signature. And he's just looking. And I said, man, you like that camo? He goes, I like this one. And he's just pointing at it. So, obviously, that camo is a huge draw, especially for outdoorsmen here in the state of Utah. I want people to just come look at the different patterns.
The variety.
The different patterns of camo. And you can see so many displays of how these covers fit right to the seat with all the different stitching and design that shows the pattern of the seat. They look so professional and so beautiful.
Thank you. And they can pick their own. I mean, they don't have to pick something we have here. If they see a combination that they like better, that's what it's all about.
That's really incredible. Specifically designed for your taste, the colors you want, and specific to your individual vehicle. I mean, it's really incredible what you're doing down here. It's live here at Rough Tough. You can come on by here. It's the corner of 201 and Bangor Highway, 2252 South President Drive, or you can just add in Rough Tough, R-U-F-F-T-U-F-F, to your GPS, and it'll get you here. You can also just call 800-453-8830. You'll get that 15% offer. Put your name in the hopper for a chance to win that $100 Shields gift card. We've got jazz gear as well, and I got one more pair of tickets to the Salt Lake Bees. It's a voucher. You can go to whatever game you want, but you got to take advantage of it because the season's starting to end, and it's a Ford Zone voucher, which means you get that unlimited concessions. You can go crazy there on the hot dogs and on the churros. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone at Rough Tough on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Nick Ford, University of Utah offensive lineman.
You're coming up from the L.A. area. How long did it take you to realize BYU Utah was a big deal?
Oh, not long at all. That's what Coach Witt lives on. You know, we don't lose to those guys. That's what he preaches every single year, every single week, every single day. And he makes it very apparent. So for an out-of-state kid coming in, you start to understand it. And then we have a video that plays on a loop of the football game between us. That's throughout the entire football facility for the entire week. And then on top of that, you get there to the game, whether it's down there or up here in Rice-Eccles, and then you start seeing all the fans, you start hearing all the noise and everything, and you realize, okay, these guys take that very serious, and it's growing upon me, so it's not even these guys. So now it's like me and my teammates take it very serious.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Best college football coverage in Utah is right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Got him!
Go. The Holy War is here. Another chapter in the Utah-BYU rivalry is about to be written. And your home for the best coverage of Rivalry Week is right here on the Zone Sports Network. You're listening to Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hey, we've done a show for 3.5 hours and we did not even mention once the start of the NFL last night.
Have we mentioned food?
No, not really.
Talk food.
I mean, we got a little off the...
With Mountain Mike's?
With Mountain Mike's. I almost say it every time now.
Is it going to be a bad
joke? Now this might be a problem. Hey, by the way, but speaking of the NFL kicking off, that means we kick off the Raiders back on the Zone Sports Network. The Las Vegas Raiders game against the Baltimore Ravens is brought to you by America First Credit Union, the exclusive home of the official Raiders debit card. All the same great features and benefits now with the silver and black. Find out more at americafirst.com/Raiders.
Man, that sounds good.
Hey, both Magic Mike's Pizza and
Stop
Mountain
it.
Mike's has mountains of meat.
You're so proud of yourself. What? Stop it. No. Lloyd, dump that.
You went too far.
What are you talking about?
You went past the line. You Gordon Monsoned it.
You went way too far on that one.
Come on. Channing Tatum was fantastic in that movie. I get it, man, and they're getting extra pub and love, man. Like, everybody's going to love themselves some Mount Mike's pizza. And it'll be more memorable because Scotty paired it with something incredible as well.
The Big Show is hanging out at Magic Mike's Pizza right now. I'm not even mad.
Like, no, because it was beautiful.
There's some that I'm like, oh, man, poetry. I really hate that happened. This one, I'm not even mad about.
Just poetry, man. See, you're handling it the way that Bryce and DeChambeau should handle these things.
Oh.
Instead of getting all hot and bothered and be like, stop calling me Brooksy. And then we have to
calling it Magic Mike's.
We have to have a PGA Tour commissioner say, don't call him Brooksy anymore.
Oh.
You're just like, it's actually pretty funny.
I'm crying over here. Yeah. I still, what you just said, though, is not okay.
Yeah, that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
You can't do that, Vance. Come on.
Hulk.
That's actually might be something I actually have to take off the podcast now.
You may have to go and eliminate that.
Yeah. That's how bad it is.
Okay. It's not as bad as you attacking blame people on Twitter, Lloyd.
Wait a minute. What?
What are you doing? I did not.
Do you want to speak for yourself there, Lloyd?
Yeah, I did not.
I need to go back and look at what he said.
Actually, I thought the thread was really funny, and it was meant to be funny. It was pretty funny until Hans comes with a stupid pug dog looking over the shoulders like in a disapproving look.
Because, Lloyd, you made an unsavory comment.
It wasn't that bad.
Deserved the pug dog look.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No.
No.
It was pretty bad.
Hold on. I'm pulling it up, and I'm going to – you tell me if it was bad. So we were talking – we brought the hey, listen here, blind people, yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And so somebody texted Austin and said
– oh, geez, Lloyd. What?
That's what I'm saying.
That's not okay,
Scotty.
What you did.
No, it wasn't that bad because she was joking too.
Was she?
And he wore glasses. And so – he was wearing glasses, so why would he look it?
Yeah, Ray Charles wears glasses, Lloyd.
Well, wore
Fine.
Glasses.
But. Yeah, wore.
Stevie Wonder wears glasses.
Yeah, wore.
No, wears.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Stevie's still with us?
He's not.
God, stop it, guys. Yes, he is.
I don't know. I'm not. I don't know either way.
He is. Johnny's confirming. He's still with us.
He's the guy that did the Pepsi commercials, right? No, he's not with us.
No, that's Ray Charles did the Pepsi commercials.
Actually, I think it was Jamie Foxx portraying Ray Charles, wasn't it?
No, it was actually Ray Charles.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah. Well,
but that wasn't that bad because she was joking.
So somebody says, my husband's blind, to Austin Horton. What you want? And then Austin, I think, is wondering, is this real or not?
Yeah, he's sensitive.
Said, I was talking about blind manufacturers as people who make window blinds. And then she goes, oh, I'm just giving you some stuff. Don't worry about it. And then Lloyd goes, I was going to say your husband doesn't even look blind.
Because there's a picture of her and her husband in the Twitter.
Pretty proud of that one, aren't you, Lloyd?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
We really got to stop with this because we're going to get a phone call.
He doesn't.
Hopefully from a company that installed blinds and is looking for sponsors.
Yeah.
Listen here, blind people. Get your act together.
He could be their spokesperson.
And we have, Austin.
How has this not happened?
And for $99 per blind installed, you can get your act together too.
This just wrote itself.
Listen here, blind people. Get your act together.
And we listen to Austin. Right now at Blinds R Us, we've got a great deal. for $99 installed, you can get your whole home fitted with
When are these ad-libs going to start?
I don't know. Hi, I'm Austin Horton, and I hated blinds. Blind people.
I used to really struggle with blinds. Oh, my gosh. Austin would be the perfect spokesperson for it. Any blind company out there that needs needs
so
some
roll
publicity.
On down to Blinds R Us.
Roll.
Oh, he's looking at me right now.
I just love that guy so much, man. He's one of the all-time classics of this station.
All right. Hands and Scotty. We're going to wrap this thing up.
This is what you guys
up.
Do when you don't prep it for happy hour. You just kill the good guy on the station. Line drawn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Austin.
Did you say blinds drawn?
Listen here, blind people. Get your act together.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Austin. He's just the greatest man.
He really is. Oh, my goodness. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. Coming up next, we'll wrap this thing up. We will also announce who won our $100 gift card to Shields and get you ready for the big show next right here on The Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Jazz superstar Donovan Mitchell on The Big Show.
Do you have a message to Jazz fans? What's on your mind moving forward as far as the Jazz go?
We're going to come up with a fire and edge, and, you know, we're ready to work. That's the biggest thing. We haven't necessarily gotten to where we want to get to. We put together some good seasons, you know, and there's some seasons where I come home and people forget that we lost in the first round of Denver. But based on that first round, you thought we went to the conference final. But, you know, it's truthfully as we haven't. So we got some work to do, and we're going to put the work in as a group. We're going to do it. Not just myself. It's going to be take all of us, and, you know, we brought everybody back, you know, but we've also made some good additions. I'm excited for this year, and let's get to it.
Catch The Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, wrapping up a really, really fun edition of the show. Holy cow.
Where did our week go? Our rivalry week's gone.
I know, just like that. Let's see. Who have we had on this week? Kalani Sitake. We've had Kyle Whittingham on the show. We've had Blake Anderson at Utah State. Jay Hill at Weber State. We've had Brian Johnson, the quarterback coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, on the show. Let's see. We've also had Johnny Harleen, who joined the program.
Max Hall.
Max Hall, who's been on the program.
Who was fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. That was a great conversation.
If you want to get ready for the rivalry, Chris Hoke, that's right. If you want to get ready for the rivalry game, go to 1280thezone.com. You can click on the Hans and Scotty show. We had a lot of fun interviews, but every one of the shows on the station had great interviews. And it's a really good way just to relive some great moments in rivalry history, hear from some of the legends that played in this game, and get yourself geared up and ready for tomorrow night at 8:15.
Yep. We'll have the pregame show tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be down at JCW's in Provo. Looking forward to knocking back a burger and talking football.
We start at 6?
6 o'clock, straight up.
Make sure you get down there at the Plumtree Shopping Center, JCW's in Provo. Frank, Scotty, myself, just having a great rivalry Saturday. You know, this is something that Scotty and I, we look forward to every single year. And we really try to make it a fun week of shows, and we try to get those guests that everybody would like to hear from. But Kyle Whittingham, we really appreciate both him and Kalani. That's a busy week.
Yeah.
And they took 20 minutes out of their busy week to come hang out with us. So go find those interviews and give them a listen.
Mark's with us as we continue on here at Rough Tough. And, Mark, man, we can't thank you enough for letting us come down here. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, guys. Thanks for stopping by. It's been a great time. We look forward to having you guys here each time. It breaks the monotony. I can't even say it. The basic routine of.
There you
of,
go.
can't talk.
We would like to help you out, but we're not good. Either.
Yeah,
we'll just
English.
Mess it up. I believe it's monotony.
Yeah, close enough. Anyways, it just breaks up the routine that we go through. So it's always fun time, especially. I mean, Holy War week.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that game. You never know what's going to happen.
I'd ask you who you're rooting for, but your shirt tells me.
I think
we don't need to say it. For business sense, business purposes, you're neutral, right?
Yeah, just neutral, of course.
We sell seat covers to everyone.
Well, I will say this. I've seen shirts and hats from both sides of the rivalry, so it seems like you got a good representation on both sides here.
Yeah, we keep it pretty professional here, except I told them today, wear what you want, and hopefully no fights break out here by the end of the day. But
well, I'm worried Monday is going to look like, everybody's going to come in with pitchforks. Because this game brings out the most interesting side of everybody.
What was it? Was it 3 years ago where Utah was down by, I don't know how many
that
touchdowns?
That was the one you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember.
Was that that was the bowl game?
Yep. Well, no, that was BYU was down. Utah was up 35-0.
Oh, you're talking about Utah was down.
Yeah, Utah was down first half, and I can't remember how many touchdowns it was by. And I had my brother-in-law sit next to me, and they're BYU fans, and I'm like, oh, man, this is horrible.
Oh, it was the Jason Chilley game.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, there you go.
And they looked at me and said, just wait, it's not over. And Utah starts rolling back. And
the BYU fans said that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You jinxed it.
I know. I know.
It's always fun.
You just never know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we know what's going to happen with these seat covers. They're going to be perfect. You're going to love them. It's going to fit every style. You know, whether you're looking for something extremely classy and flashy or you're looking for something country and rugged, you're going to have it. Your stitching's going to fit the truck, or it's going to fit the BMW or the Lexus. It's going to have all the perfect designs and contours of the chair. You got some add-ons. If you want to throw a handgun in with a couple clips, mm-hmm. you've got add-ons to these things. And you can make the perfect seat cover for every person out there.
We try. You know, you talk to Day Yoon today. He goes out, hand measures everything. Then he goes out and size fits it before we send it to the customer, make sure it's 100% correct. And that we do that with every seat cover. We want the customer to be happy. So we try to carry the fabric lines that we need and everything that you need to make your car yours, right? To fit your lifestyle, mm-hmm. to fit what you do. And so whether it's a pistol pocket or just regular pockets on the back or rifle scabbards, we do it all.
I dare you to bring a car down here that they can't fit because it's not going to happen.
Oh, man.
I'm challenging you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Bring it on down. We'll at least try.
There you go.
I challenge anybody out there with a unique design. You know, you're going to get some.
Get the Batmobile down here or something.
I actually had somebody ask me if you do ATV seats.
We don't do ATV. We do UTV, the side-by-sides.
Okay. So you can get your UTV.
Uh-huh.
You can get that reupholster. Well, not reupholster, but you get
covered for sure,
the
yeah.
cover.
Absolutely.
That's nice because those things take a beating.
Yes.
You know, people taking those up hunting and flinging mud across them.
Throw some seat covers on there. Just spray them down when you're done.
Off you go. Yeah, really?
Yeah, just spray it down.
Hey, what was Goldberg like?
Awesome.
Was he?
Oh, man. The guy is massive. You don't realize how big he is until you get right next to him.
Yeah.
His hands are like, I don't know.
Oven mitts.
Yeah, oven mitts, exactly. Uh-huh. But it's super, super cool guy. Super nice to be around. Just humble and hospitable. That's what the word I'm looking for. Can't talk today on the radio.
Yeah, it's but like a Tuesday for us.
We were able to go out to his place, and he was so welcoming, him and his wife, and like family.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
cool. Well, that's kind of the vibe here. Everybody's family down here.
It is family.
Yeah. Your employees to your customers, everybody gets treated like gold. And we appreciate it, man. You've treated us like gold, too. Way better than you should have because we're just a couple of schlubs down here.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming down.
Pull a name out of the hat. We have a Shields gift card to give away here. No, I'll let if somebody gets mad, I want them to be mad at him.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right.
What do you got?
We got John Schumann. Is that how you say it?
That looks good to me. John Schumann, congratulations. Somebody will reach out to you, and you, my friend, have got a $100 Shields gift card. So have some fun with that. And again, Rough Tough, you go to roughtough.com, and you're going to extend that 15% off through the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. Anybody that calls in or comes in, we'll give you 15% off.
All right. Stop by again, kind of on the corner of 201 and Bangor. Real easy to find, or you can just call 800-453-8830. That's 800-453-8830. Hands and I, next time you and I are on the air, it'll be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We'll be breaking down Utah and BYU right here on the Zone Sports Network.